the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 366. Thank Phil.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we find out what things the Comedy Forecast team is thankful for. Come on, let's get to the forecast. Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Here in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving, a time when families get together and eat. It's essentially dinner with all the hassles of long-distance travel. But since it's that time of year, I thought I would invite the whole regular cast of characters into the studio and find out what they're thankful for.
Huh. I certainly hope I can expense this travel.
Oh, suck it up, Filibuster. You whine more than a California vineyard.
I see we're off to a good start. Danny, what are you thankful for?
Hey, Danny Hillcrest here.
Yes, I just introduced you. There's no need to...
I'm thankful for ads on TV.
Really?
Absolutely. Ads give me the incentive motivation I need to change the channel when I'm watching something awful on TV. Goodbye, Lifetime Original Movie. Hello, Hallmark Channel Original Movie.
Basically, that's weird. Because basically, I'm thankful for ad blockers. Basically, I'm bad with math. So anything that can keep addition away from me, I'm down with that. Okay, note to self, get Lenny a calculator. Moving right along. What about you, Miss Fallmacher?
Well, as owner of the Little Wicker Basket Company, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. I'm thankful for questionable labor practices in distant corners of the globe.
Okay, Derek and Rory.
I'm thankful for vehicles I can get into that let me multitask and not have to pay attention to the road.
Ah, yes, self-driving cars.
No, taxis, buses, and trains.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for coffee. Coffee achiever! Yeah, studies have shown that coffee drinkers tend to live longer. I think I've unlocked the immortal level. Mario Kart EAC Arrest!
Oh, I'm also additionally thankful for that noise you hear when there's a pause in the conversation. No, not that noise. Nope. That's it. I love it.
Can we dog ear that for now? I know I'm going to regret this, but Jake, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful there are still newspapers.
Oh, going old school.
Of course. After all, newspapers are much cheaper to use than bubble wrap when you try to package something you've sold on eBay. And you can't line the bottom of your birdcage with BuzzFeed.com, although I'd certainly like to.
Okay, fine.
I'm also thankful for corn mazes. They're a great way to end a relationship. Just find your way out faster than your date and take off.
Can we just move on?
Dick Bando is thankful that he overcame his fear of public speaking by becoming a reclusive billionaire.
I see.
Dick Bando owns a mansion and a yacht.
If I could just burst in here.
Yes, Miss Fallmacher?
My lawyer told me that I am apparently not thankful for questionable labor practices in distant corners of the globe. And I should say that my Twitter account was obviously hacked.
I am also thankful for Photoshop. Lots of people think they are artists. Photoshop gives them the tools they need to prove that they are wrong.
Like, I'm thankful for, the word like. Like, a lot. Like Lenny, I'm sure you're, thankful, for the word basically.
No, Basically, I'm thankful for walls. Because basically, without them, museums would have to put all their paintings on the floor. And basically, without walls, it's kind of hard to tell where the floor ends.
Like, right on.
I'm also thankful for pumpkins. They give us something we can all be sick of by the time January rolls around.
Okay, Jake, are you done?
Yes.
I guess I'm thankful for that.
The specular MSB3500 digital camera with voice synthesis capabilities, now in polite mode, and thankful for Twitter. With its 140 character limit, it has helped me learn how to say things more concisely. And...
Ah, I love it!
Oh look, it's Cap, from the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. What are you thankful for?
Well, I suspect you're hoping I'll say something sagely, like, I'm thankful to have good friends, or how about, I'm thankful to be breathing. Nope, I'm thankful to be on an episode of the show. Things got kind of lonely back in Middling Fair since everyone left at the end of episode 240, back in Aught 12.
Okay, well, maybe we can do something about that next year.
Well, that'll be great. But, bring a broom with you. The place is a mess. Lots of gum wrappers and magazines all over the place.
Well, that's it for this special thanks-filled episode. Except, of course, a mention of one more thing to be thankful for.
The metric system!
No, Danny.
Chimichangas!
Our listeners.
Oh, I was close.
And thanks to our Patreon patrons, too. Without all of you folks listening and supporting the show, well, I guess it would just be me here stuck with all these crazy people. So together, everyone.
Thanks.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.